Hi, good morning friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources for information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and also bring you updates from stock markets. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. So we start with our chemical sector updates. Gujarat Polysol Chemicals is among the leading chemical manufacturers for construction, agro, dyes, and leather industries. Has filed a DRHP with SEBI. The company plans to raise funds by offering equity share up to 414 crores through initial public offering route. The offer of equity share comprises fresh issue about 87 crores and offer for sale aggregating about 327 crores by existing shareholders. The company is also among the leading supplier of dispersing agent, dyes, pigment, textile and leather industries and leading supplier of powders and sulfactants in India. The board of Indian Oil Corporation has recorded approval for implementation of polybutadiene rubber, which is PBR. This project of Indian Oil's NAFTA cracker complex at Panipat, Haryana, at an investment cost of about 1,459 crores, which is expected to be operational by 2025. The plant will have a PBR production capacity of about 60,000 tons per annum based on the technology provided by Goodyear Tires and Rubber Company, which is a leading global manufacturer of automotive tires. Butadiene is primary raw material for PBR production, which shall be available for the existing naphtha cracker complex of the company. So, CAPEX being announced by Indian Oil Corporation. And finally, news from Adani Total Gas, which is a joint venture between Adani Group and French energy giant Total Energies, which has announced its foray into electric mobility infrastructure by launching its first EV charging station in Ahmedabad, which is in Gujarat. The company aims to expand its network by setting up 1,500 EV charging stations across the country and has kept an expansion plan ready to move beyond 1500 EV charging stations based on the demand generated and momentum building of the EV ecosystem in the country. So this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the US. Market. So Dow Jones ended in a positive territory and so it ended about 150 points up. S&P was up by 22 points. However, NASDAQ ended in negative territory, minus 22 points down. US 30 is now trading at roughly about 84 points down and US 500 is minus 10 points down. So doesn't seem to be a very positive and encouraging day for the Asian economies, the Asian indices in particular. Crude is trading around 117. It has corrected from 138 the past week or so. And after touching 122 around 24th of March, this is now trading at 117. So slight correction in the oil prices, given the fact that Shanghai has also imposed lockdown. However, it does not seem to be still is above the above $100 mark, so it's not sub 100 mark, and this could certainly bring pressure on the Asian economies. SGX Nifty is trading about 17,228. Nifty 50 closed at 17,153. So there could be a slight consolidation in the 17,100 to 17,200 region. As far as Asian indices are concerned, so Japan is trading in red most of it, especially Nikkei 225. Indonesia is slightly in the green, and Hong Kong and China, the mixed set of performance there, but major indices are either almost flat or in red. Australia, however, seems to be about trading in the green territory, 0.5% odd. So South Korea also seems to be have a flattish to a negative sentiment. There's some news emerging from Sri Lanka where the economic crisis seems to be causing a forex shortage, and this has restricted use on the use of forex in Sri Lanka. Thailand seems to be in the green territory, so it's a mixed set of reaction from the Asian economies, but the mood, it seems, would remain on the negative side of it, and consolidation could be the form that the markets could take. We'll now move on to data from derivatives, so call option data. Maximum call open interest, we are seeing at 18,000, followed by 17,500, and call writing, we are seeing at 18,100, followed by 18,000 levels. For put, we are seeing put open interest at 16,000, followed by 16,500, and put writing, we are seeing at 16,000, followed by 17,000 levels. So, stocks with a higher delivery percentage are Muthoot Finance, Abbott India, ICICI GI, Alchem, GMR, Infra, Ramco Cement, Power Grid, HDFC and HDFC Bank. And we are seeing a long build-up in Concor, Atul, PVR, MCX, Intellect, Ind Hotel, Navin Fluorine, Mahindra & Mahindra Finance, Bandhan Bank and Rain. So these are some of these stocks that one needs to watch out for. There are 68 stocks that are seeing long unwinding. So Balrampur Chini, Walters, Financial Nifty, Chambal Fertilizer, FSL, Mindtree, Sale, Tata Consumer, HL and Zeal. Out of this, interesting is Voltas. So all the AC manufacturers, after performing good in the past, seeing some run up in the past week or so, have now started seeing some profit booking here. Short build up we are seeing on Indus Tower, GNFC, Escorts, Torrent Pharma, Crompton, Abbott India, Titan, GSPL, NBCC, and LTS. And interesting short covering on LTFH, wherein the parent company itself has got about 4 crore of shares. Delta Corp, Biocon, Dr. Reddy, Havells, ICICI, GI, Bata India, JSW Steel, Chola, Mandalam Finance and Sun TV are some of the stocks which are also seeing the short coverings. On the Bull D front, so Pune Wala Constructions has sold about 2.3 lakh equity shares in the company via open market transactions. Butterfly Gandhimathi Appliances, so Crompton Reeves Consumer Electrical has acquired 98,33,000 odd shares, and these are equity shares in the company via open market transactions. Vijaya Diagnostic Center, so Fidelity Investment Trust, Fidelity Services Emerging Fund has bought 18,50,000 odd shares in the company via open market transactions. Lemon Tree has been picked up by JP Morgan India Investment Trust PLC, which has bought about 42,71,000 equity shares in the company via open market transactions. The average price for this is 60 rupees per share. And MTAR Technologies, so Aditya Birla Sun Life has bought 1,76,000 odd shares. UTI has picked up 2.2 lakh equity shares. And Abu Dhabi Investment Authority has purchased 1.56 lakh shares. And Sangati India Mauritius has acquired 2.1 lakh equity shares. And there are a whole list of it. So BNP has also picked up 2.77. However, Solidus Advisor has sold about 4,89,530 equity shares in the company. And Fabmore Advisors has offloaded 19.42 lakh shares in the company. So there are more on the sell side, especially coming specifically coming from Fabmore. And it's been picked up by a host of mutual funds, but obviously the sell side is greater than the buy side. We'll move on to some news section and look at some of the stock specific news. So Gail India, which is a state owned gas distribution company, we'll be considering a buyback proposal of buyback for the fully paid shares. So this is certainly interesting news coming from GAIL. Fino Payments Bank, so Reserve Bank of India has granted approval for referring customers of Fino Payments Bank to Thin Wizard Technology, Wisdom. This is for mutual fund distribution and 5 paisa capital for demat and trading services under referral arrangement. So some referral arrangement here between Fino Payments and Finvert Technology, which is basically 5 paisa cap and 5 paisa capital. So we need to see how this could add to the revenues of Fino Payments Bank. Adani Enterprises, so subsidiaries Mahanadi Minerals and Mines and Minerals Private Limited and MP Natural Resources Private Limited have been declared as successful bidders for coal blocks Bejhan and Gondha Bajera Ujjaini East Block, which is based out of Odisha and Madhya Pradesh respectively. And the revenue sharing with the government will be 14% for Bejhan coal block and 5% for Gondha Bajera. So privatization of coal block, and possibly this will build up efficiency here. Certainly a positive news for Adani. One needs to investigate how this on their own. They need to do their own due diligence. There is no stalker recommendation in our podcast. So one needs to take kind note of that. Bharti Airtel will be acquiring 4.7% stake in Indus Tower from Euro Pacific Securities, which is an affiliate of Vodafone Group PLC, and this will be at about 188 per share. GR Infra Projects has emerged as L1 bidder for NH341, which is from Bhimasar to Anjar to Bhuj in Gujarat on a hybrid NUT mode or HA mode. Emami has acquired Dermicool, which is one of the leading brands in the prickly heat powder segment and also the cool tile category from Reckitt Benckiser Healthcare India. So it seems to be positive news from Emami, and we need to see how this will add to their revenues. The acquisition cost is about 432 odd crores, and which has been funded through internal accruals. Sagar Cements has approved issuance of 1 crore 32 lakh odd shares to PI Opportunities Fund, which is an affiliate of Premji Investment, and which is an investment arm of Azim Premji Endowment and Philanthropic Fund. As far as fund flows are concerned, so FIIs have sold shares for 1507 odd crores, and domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 1,373 odd crores. So overall, a sell side from the institutional guys, and FIIs are back on the selling spree, it seems. So one needs to take note of this. This is all for today, and we'll see you tomorrow. So till then, take care, trade safe, and stay healthy. Bye.